Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
If you're tired of the old way of networking, the business cards, the awkward conversations, and the aggressive pitches, but you know how crucial your network is to your success in life, then you're in the right place. Welcome to Build Your Network, the only top-rated show committed to helping you master content networking, foster real relationships, increase your authority, and build the network of your dreams. Listen in on conversations with world-class entrepreneurs, authors, thought leaders, and more as we deconstruct their best strategies for your success. So get ready to burn your business cards, ditch the name tag, and discover the new way to network with your host, Travis Chappell.
Hey there, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Freestyle Friday, where it is just me, you, and the mic. Before I get into what I have planned out today, if you're tuning in right now, please, please, please take a screenshot, upload this to your Instagram story, tag me at Travis Chappell. That's two P's, two L's in Chappell. Over on Instagram, I can go over there and say what's up. And if you've ever gotten a piece of value from the show and you have not yet left us a rating and review in iTunes, I would love to see that come through. And maybe you can just take a screenshot of that and upload it to your Instagram story instead of this episode. But either way, I would love to hear from you on the ratings and reviews over there in iTunes because it not only helps me get feedback, but it also helps us with the algorithm, the Apple algorithm over there. So it would mean a lot to me if you could make that happen. So today I want to talk to you guys about how podcasting has changed my life. And maybe, just maybe, through hearing this story, through hearing some of the benefits it's given me, you might be challenged to start your own podcast. And if you do, I am fully supportive of that. And if you are a six or seven figure business owner, you may want to reach out to me because I actually help people that are exactly like you create, launch, grow, monetize their podcast. So how podcasting changed my life. First off, it kept me accountable to personal development. For me to say that I was not a reader prior to 2 years ago would be a massive understatement. A massive understatement, guys. Okay. Let's say 3 years ago, prior to 3 years ago, I had probably read a total of 10 books in my entire life up to that point, maybe 10 books as far as in their entirety. And that really probably includes all of the books that I was supposed to read in school. Like if I would have actually read from cover to cover all the books that I was assigned in high school and college, then it would be more than 10, but I didn't. I hated reading. I literally hated reading. People would try to get me books that would be more interesting to me about sports and different things like that. And I just had zero interest in reading. I did not like it at all. And all other forms of content consumption were just kind of out the window because I just wasn't aware of them really. But reading was definitely not on my priority list. exist at that time. So when I say that my podcast kept me accountable to personal development, it was that when I started listening to podcasters talk all the time, they were always talking about these books that they were reading and these audiobooks they were going through. And I was just like, wow, man, if I truly want to make these goals and dreams of mine happen, if I really want to make these things happen, then I need to leave it all out there. Not to say that you can't be successful if you don't read. Like Gary Vaynerchuk always talks about how he's written more books than he's read. And not to say that you cannot do it, but I just knew that it was something that if I didn't end up being successful, I would look back on that and be like, man, I couldn't just bite the bullet and read. Really, like that was enough resistance for me to not reach my goals and dreams. A book? Are you kidding me, Travis? Like, go read. So I started jumping into personal development for the first time in my life. And you know, that first 6 months to 8 months, I probably read 3 or 4 books or something like that. But like I said, that would be more than I had read in a single year in my entire life, for sure. But now in the last year and a half, it's I don't even know how many books I've gone through and how many podcast episodes I've listened to, audiobooks that I've gone through, how much learning that I've done. It has literally changed the way that I approach personal development, because I feel this responsibility to make sure that I'm bringing the best quality content that I possibly can to you. You who is out there listening right now to my show, any listener that comes into the Build Your Network podcast and tunes in for a second, I feel an insane amount of responsibility to make sure that I'm providing as accurate and up-to-date information as I possibly can. So I need to always be reading. I need to always be consuming the most up-to-date content about networking and stuff like that, or whatever it is that I'm trying to learn about, whether it's networking or persuasion or starting a software company or creating a membership community or whatever those things are. I need to be the top of that game if I ever expect to have a top podcast or content creation channel in that same game, if that makes sense. If I don't know all of those things, then I'm going to look like an amateur to somebody who is actually a quality person that's giving my show a shot for the first time. If they tune in, they're like, hey man, this kid has no idea what he's talking about. Then they're not going to tune in to the episode the second time, which is the number one killer or number two or three killer of audience growth anyway, is people tuning in and then realizing you don't know what you're talking about. And then going and listening to somebody who does know what they're talking about. So it has kept me accountable to personal development unlike anything else, because every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, when I come to deliver some piece of content to you guys who are listening to my show, I feel this really moral obligation, this duty to make sure that I am doing my best to give you guys the best information that I possibly can. So it's kept me accountable to personal development. Number two, it single-handedly exploded my network. This one's the Mac Daddy. This one's the biggest one. It's just the number one reason to start a show here is this one right here. Even if you never make a dime on the show, okay? Listen up. Even if you never make a dime on your show, you never get 1 million downloads, you never get 100,000 downloads, it is a perfect value-adding excuse to connect with whoever you want to connect with in your niche, not your niche, your industry, whatever. Like if you have something like this, it gives you a perfect way, a vehicle to inch into people's lives that you would have no way to do that otherwise. And if you did have a way to do it, it like the maximum impact that you would be like a 10-second conversation and a picture rather than a 1 hour conversation with before and after the interview chats and communicating with their team and adding value. Like there's so many pieces to this that make it the best way to connect with people. And my network has absolutely exploded. And again, it has kept me accountable to exploding my network, because I know every single Monday that you guys are expecting me to come at you with another amazing interview for the show. So I have to do my job and go network and continually push myself outside of my comfort zone to meet better and higher quality people so that I can continue to provide better and higher quality information to anybody who listens to the show. So it's kept me accountable to personal development. It's single-handedly exploded my network, and it lets me live my ideal lifestyle. This was the number one reason, probably actually looking back, that I started my show to begin with. And the other two things have just been kind of positive side effects that, I mean, insanely positive, right? Like crazy, crazy positive, but they've just been side effects to the initial goal. The initial goal was to be able to live my ideal lifestyle. I wanted freedom. I've always been somebody that wants freedom. I've never held down a job in my life. I had a 9-to-5 for 5 weeks in my entire life. That was like the only time I've ever actually gone in and clocked in somewhere and was there for a certain period of time. I could never do that. I wanted freedom. So when I started the podcast, that's what I wanted. I wanted all forms of freedom though, not just time freedom, not just location freedom, not just financial freedom. I wanted all of the above. And now that's what this podcast has given me. The other day I decided to take my wife, Jackie, to Paris for her birthday in December. And I was sitting there at my computer. This was a few weeks ago. And I got an email from this alerts thing that I'm on from, it's the company called Scott's Cheap Flights. Highly recommend it. They send out emails for just deals that come up and for just to random places, good deals and mistake fares that airlines make. So you have to book it within a certain period of time or else the airlines will catch the mistakes and then bump back to regular prices. So they sent me one for Paris and I just basically willy-nilly just went and bought it. And so now we're going to Paris and we're going to Switzerland and we're going to Ireland, I think are the three countries that she ended up deciding on. And so we're just going out there for, I think, 10, 12 days or something like that. So it's not like we're going to be gone for 3 months, but I didn't have to ask anybody. I didn't have to check in with anybody. I'm still going to be making money while I'm gone. I can still get some work done while I'm gone, while we're exploring these countries. And it gives me that ideal freedom, that lifestyle that I wanted from the very beginning. And podcasting has literally allowed me to live the life that I want to live. That has it's allowed me to live exactly every single day the way that I want to do it. And right now, as I'm recording this, I've recorded 4 or 5 episodes sitting here in a hotel room in Miami. I'm speaking at an event this weekend and I got to my hotel and I've just turned on my mic and started recording some episodes. But that's a perfect example of the freedom of this. Like, I don't have to be home to be able to do this. I have a mic, I have my laptop, and I'm in a hotel in Miami. And so this is a perfect example of exactly what I mean by it. Lets me live my ideal lifestyle. So podcasting has changed my life. If you are somebody out there that wants to either add an additional income stream, which you have going on, or become a full-time podcaster like I am, whatever the reason, if you want to start a podcast, head over to travischappell.com/apply, travischappell.com/apply. And let's chat sometime. You can book a discovery call over there. We can chat and see if we would be a good fit to work together to bring your show out into the world. And yeah, so those are the three things, man. It kept me accountable to personal development. It single-handedly exploded my network and it lets me live my ideal lifestyle, which now matters more than ever that I have my son. And I get to be with him and not miss out on, because every single day, man, it seems like that kid is changing and growing and becoming a different baby. So it's just, I'm so grateful that I get to actually spend that time with him. But anyway, I digress. I could talk about this for a long time. And so thanks so much for tuning in. If you have not yet joined the Facebook group, there's 1,100 people in there and counting, and it is more engaged than ever. These last 5-6 months has been crazy, crazy, crazy engaged. So if you want to get to know some of the other people that listen to the show and get involved in the community as much as possible, and then by the way, if you don't want to do that and you're listening to this show about networking, then you should rethink your life. No, but you should definitely, definitely, definitely go head over and join that group. It's just at travischappell.com/group. I make it easy. Make it easy, guys, and make it easy so that you can head over there and join up. I would love to get to know you better over there. People ask me how to get to know me. That's the number one way that I connect with people, especially listeners to the show, is over in Build Your Network Community. You can find that at travischappell.com/group. I will catch you there, or I will catch you somewhere else. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll catch you next time. Peace out.
That's it for this episode. If you want to connect with Travis and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, then you're going to want to head over to travischappell.com/group to join his free Facebook group, Podcast to Profit. Travis will see you there. And remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.